Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. Is this Mr. Eugene Schultz?
That's me.
Mr. Schultz, I'm not selling anything at all. What I am doing, I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to see if you could share your opinion with us about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, the survey is short, okay? Now, sir, first of all, I'd like to ask you, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will.
You definitely will? Okay. And Mr. Schultz, what is your age? Because I got to make sure that I am speaking to somebody over 18 years old.
70.
70, okay. Moving forward, thank you for sharing. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American? You're white?
White.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving forward. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Seven.
Seven? Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself, Mr. Schultz, as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Not so strong.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking now, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Northumberland, Goochland, and Richmond County will all start their new school year. And next week, Richmond, Henrico, and Chesterfield students head back to the classroom on the 21st.
Mr. Schultz?
Yeah.
Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, okay, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, and which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Would it be inflation and the economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, health care costs, immigration and border security, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling, crime and violence, protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
What's that, border?
Which one?
Border.
The border, and another one, sir?
Economy.
The economy, thank you. Moving forward, so I can get you back to your day. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Yeah, I do.
You approve. Now, would you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Moving forward, and I do want to thank you, Mr. Schultz, for taking your time to share your opinion. And your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting worse.
It's getting worse, okay. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all? From the Superior Service, that we provide our neighbors in RDA, we provide free, no hassle, 50-year warranty, and complete quality inspections after each install. Mr. Schultz, how would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often, okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often. Not often.
Okay. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
The same.
The same. And now, Mr. Schultz, I'm going to I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. Now, Mr. Schultz, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so.
I have heard of them.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
I would say a positive opinion.
Between 0 and 100, how would you rate? Between 0 and 100?
70.
70? What about Taylor Swift?
I like her. 80.
80, okay. What about the Democratic Party?
22.
22. What about Joe Biden?
10.
10. What about Ron DeSantis?
72.
72. What about Kamala Harris?
12.
12. What about the NAACP?
65.
Now, thank you for, and we're almost done. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
I would go for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Okay. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all? Mr. Schultz, how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not so worried.
Okay, and I'm gonna read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
We are in danger. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis spoke with Iowa Governor Tim Reynolds.
Do you agree or disagree with this?
I disagree.
Okay. Sexism is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Disagree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree or disagree? Mr. Schultz, minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Okay. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Do you disagree or agree with this?
Disagree.
We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
And the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Okay. Moving forward, sir. Now, sir, like I said, I'm almost done. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A reads the same. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Now, statement B reads the following way. Other people say America's strength it is diversity. That we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue to, we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which do you agree with more, Statement A or Statement B? Mr. Schultz, which statement do you agree with more, Statement A or Statement B?
Well, Statement B.
B? Okay. And now I'm going to read you. Now I'm at 85% finish. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are more important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Religious freedom.
I would go with 6.
6. What about secure borders? From 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. 10, extremely important.
10.
10. What about a fair and equitable court system?
10.
What about free and fair elections?
10.
Traditional family values.
8.
A strong military.
7.
Quality K through 12 education.
8.
And affordable health care, Mr. Schultz.
I would say 10.
Okay. Now I'm just going to read you 2 statements some people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Now, Mr. Schultz, you can use any number between 0 and 10. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. Do you agree with this or disagree with this?
Agree.
Strong from 1 to 10, sir. From 0 to 10.
7.
7. What about America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back, Mr. Schultz, we risk losing everything we have gained. How do you feel about this statement, sir?
I agree. 8.
8. And the last few questions, sir, are just for statistical purposes. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So I'm going to ask you one more time, rate your level of motivation for voting next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, 10, you're extremely motivated. From 0 to 10, how would you rate?
9.
9. And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation?
Most border.
The border?
Mm-hmm.
Secure border.
Right.
Thank you. Moving forward, because we're finished. Now, I'm going to switch gears here a little bit, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
College? Okay. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed, sir?
I'm single.
Single. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, Would you describe yourself, Mr. Schultz, as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
I would say once or twice a month, maybe.
Once or twice a month. And Mr. Schultz, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. And the last question is, this is the last one, and I do apologize. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Now, Mr. Schultz, I've had a great time talking to you. This concludes our survey, and I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion with us, okay? Enjoy the rest of your day, okay? You've been a great help. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.